Well, well, well. Chandler. Beauty secrets.
Beauty secrets. But before we got into, before we were supposed to get into beauty secrets, you were on the phone with our Hawaii liaison.
Correct.
What was going on?
So we depart for Hawaii tomorrow, and I got a phone call from them, and they were asking. Yeah, and they were asking if they, you know, if there was any requests before we arrived, which I was like, oh, this might be like a nicer hotel than I imagined.
Right. Not the case.
By a lovely woman named Sherry.
Mm-hmm. I know. Texted me her name and phone number.
Well, she gave us her direct line.
Oh, thank goodness.
Sherry wanted to talk to me about a very special offer they have where we can get our last night free if we will attend a 90-minute seminar the vacation club at the Marriott Colina. Mm-hmm.
Didn't mom and dad already do one of these things and totally like get scammed? Or like mom and dad said it like felt like they were about to be imprisoned. Like people were trying so hard to get them to sign up. Like it was hard to leave. Like they were feeling like they physically could not exit the premises without signing up for some timeshare.
Right. Listen, I think you and I will do anything to save $600.
Absolutely.
So we will absolutely be there, asses in our seats, pretending like we even have.
We are doing it. We were signed up for it.
What's funny is it was the real hard sell. So she's like, I'm like, you know, I got to jump off. I have a meeting I have to get to. She's like, no problem. I'm just going to pencil you down for Monday at noon because I know you're going to want to do this. She's like, and we're really booking up fast. So I'm just going to pencil you down for Monday at noon.
Oh my gosh.
All together, right? You're probably all going to want to come together, not individually.
Oh, I'm like, Well, honestly, if I can get a refund on the amount of money I've spent at this hotel, I would absolutely do it. I'll go.
It's going to get us $600 off divided by four. Anyway, I don't know if it's actually worth it, but
we'll see. We'll see what the vibe is like.
We'll see.
I've been trying to save more money recently. And so on my journey over to the West Coast, which I have finally landed, thanks for texting me safe flight or asking me how I landed or anything. You haven't asked me any of those questions. Anyways, on this journey over, I packed all my own airplane snacks. And I think this is actually a really, really smart move because now I was not, you know, thrown on the mercy of the flight attendants asking them for more pretzels or goldfish or Biscoff cookies. I had all the snacks I wanted. I went to Trader Joe's before. I got exactly what I wanted. And then I was able to snack, you know, through the 8 hours of travel I had to fly to Salt Lake and then from Salt Lake to Burbank. I left New York at 4 a.m. this morning. Anyways, I'm about to hit a wall. So let's get into it.
Okay. I will not be packing my snacks tomorrow because I'm going to be on 3 flights. Of course, all business.
What is your travel journey like?
My travel journey is departing at 10 a.m. my time from San Juan.
Yeah.
And then I get in at roughly 6 a.m. my time because it's a 17-hour journey.
I know.
So 12 hours, 10 to 10, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and then plus 6 hours. Maybe 4 a.m. my time is when I land in Hawaii. Yeah, which is why I had to book lay down seats, a nice flight.
Yeah.
You make fun of me, but no, it's ultimately like I'm actually looking forward to the journey tomorrow. And like that makes a huge difference.
Right. I've got a show for you to binge.
What?
I've been watching Yellowstone.
Okay. Yes. I tried to watch one episode, but I found it to be cheesy.
Here's what I'm going to say. The first season is pretty cheesy. The second season, it gets a lot better.
Okay.
So if I almost feel like you could
skip the first season.
You can
just watch a recap
on
YouTube.
Get a recap on YouTube. And like the second season is honestly like I watched it the whole way here. Like it's just like good cowboy content. I was going to say porn, but I don't want to offend people. It wasn't like porn. It was just it's on TV. But it's just like it's a good cowboy drama. And Ben and I literally stayed up till midnight watching it before I left, the night before I left. And then I woke up at 4 a.m. like – I don't know. It's just – it feels really good to have a show to binge is what I'm trying to say. And I think this could be like a part of your flight journey tomorrow.
Okay. I do need to edit our episode on tomorrow's flight and I have a bunch of work to do. But
just
I
kidding.
No, but I mean, I have, it's a 17 hours, yeah, hour journey. So there's gonna be, right, plenty of time to binge Yellowstone. I am very into cowboy porn, both the real pornography and just like the aesthetic, like Ralph Lauren catalogs.
And that's what it has. It has a lot of like the raw, like it does, but it also doesn't. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it doesn't feel like HBO level production, but it's pretty good.
Right.
Like, and it's also like the hard part for me about the first season is that there's a lot of calamities. Like every 15, 20 minutes, somebody is like, his life is radically changed. but the second season, like the dramas and the calamities feel like a slower burn, which is better.
Okay.
So just something, yeah, to think about, something to chew on.
Disclaimer, and I'm sex positive, but I'm totally sex positive in many ways, but I'm not into cowboy. I'm not into porn, period. Porn is not my jam. I don't care if you are. I don't care. I know Chan loves porn. It's not really my thing.
Yeah, you're right. You got me.
You got anyway, me. I'm saying that because I know our parents listen. That was just a joke, right, mom and dad. I don't actually watch it's cowboy
absolutely
porn.
A joke. I wouldn't even, although know how to say, find it.
Oh, like, well, it would be so cheesy. You know, like my thing, oh, is, yeah, is why don't they make, like, for me, pornography doesn't even have sex in it. It's just like a really hot, ripped guy being passionate, like so deeply in love and obsessed with me. Like that's literally all it is. Like, right, there's, right, not even like, there's not even nudity. Mm-hmm, it's just, right, like, I want to talk, all, like, to you, it's, all day.
Yeah. It's all the banter and like the lead up.
Oh, and, yeah, the like strong gazes, you know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, like the, like, and then you just like cut to like a fire kindling.
And then you just like cut to, I'm like good, being in a family that's like really sweet and like happy.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways. Okay. Anyway. So I've got a thing I want to close the loop on with you that I was thinking about over the past, okay, few days. So this is not an All Too Well part two episode, but I just have one thing I want to say. Okay.
Okay.
So I've just been hearing, you know, murmurings, maybe we even talked about it, about the line from All Too Well, the scarf line, you know, but you keep my old scarf from that very first week because it reminds you of innocence and it smells like me. And the, you know, the rumor is that that is maybe about her virginity. And I, mm-hmm, would just like to say that that is a freaking bizarre thing. If I was Taylor Swift, I want to shut that rumor down so quickly because that is such a, like, do we really think like Jake Gyllenhaal is just like some weird like sex crazed, virginity crazed like guy? Like, I hate that idea that he is even, that is what that lyric is about. I hate that. Anyways.
I mean, but what else could It Reminds You of Innocence be about, Chandler?
It's also just like a scarf is like the most chuggy part of an outfit, hands down. I don't know.
Taylor Swift is all chug. She's 100% chug.
I know.
And
it's just like that. That now
it's
100%
her virginity scarf.
For some reason, that line reminds me of like, it's just, it makes me cringe now every time I hear it. So that part of the song has been ruined for me by like.
Do you think
these
she was
rumors.
Wearing the scarf?
No,
when she lost
I'm not going
her
there. I'm not
virginity.
Going there. I'm not going there.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
This is not a Patreon. I'm not going there. Okay.
All right.
Everyone, let's dig in to beauty secrets.
Yes, let's.
Lauren and I are not qualified to be giving this episode. Just want to put that out there.
We are absolutely not qualified, but I do have many very valuable tips, and we got great tips from the listeners. And you know what? They say sharing is caring, information is power. And right. I have things that have genuinely made my life better in my quest to be hot at all costs, which, as mm-hmm. you all know, is mm-hmm. my life motto, hot at all costs.
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to start with your first tip before we yes. get into the listeners?
Let's go through our tips and then we can get into listener
okay.
tips.
Okay.
Okay. My first tip is to ice a bruise. Now, this is something that might seem obvious. I don't know if it's something you already do, but I'm quite clumsy. Mm-hmm. I'll bring it back to All Too Well.
Right.
I may or may not have had 2 glasses of wine 2 weekends ago and been watching the 10-minute version for the third time. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, really feeling the moment.
Right.
And I, of course, went to pee because I do that every mm-hmm. 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I came back.
Dancing in your hallway.
In my stupor.
Yeah.
And I came back to my bed and I was walking very confidently back to my bed.
Ugh.
Swiftly. as you might say. I hit my shin against my bed frame so hard. I yelled out an expletive. Kagan came in to make sure I was okay.
Oh my gosh.
And this was 2 weeks ago.
Did you cry?
A week and a half.
I had another bruise.
Yes, because I have a Hawaii trip coming up.
Right.
Like I had a fun boat day coming up. Like I didn't want to have a bruise that everyone asked me about. And I didn't want that. A big bruise.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, can you please go get me like ice, please? He brings me ice. I proceeded to ice it. I iced it pretty intensely, like verging on
freezing, verging on frostbite.
Yeah. Yeah. It was either going to be amputation or a stunning calf thereafter, a stunning shin. I'm not going to lie. Okay, so this is the first time I've ever done it. Like, iced it right away. Barely even a hint of a bruise.
Really?
It broke the skin. That's how intensely. I'll show you in Hawaii. It broke the skin.
I don't want to see it. Yeah.
But literally, so I have a little scab, but you can't even see a bruise.
Oh my gosh.
I'm actually
killer tip.
Shocked.
That's an amazing tip.
Yes, because this is something that plagues me. I frequently bruise myself, especially before important events. And so if you can get ice on that very quickly and like keep it on and like look at the maximum amount of time you can apply ice and just be very religious about it, literally you will prevent the bruise from forming because you prevent the blood from like rushing to that zone.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I know. Yeah.
I think that's an excellent tip. I love the idea that you can kind of like stop. I love like a preventative tip. Like you know, the damage, you think the damage has already been done, but it actually hasn't. So that's killer. I guess 100%. I have one along the same lines.
Okay.
This reminded me of. And this is almost like a warning. Like this tip is to do something to avoid further damage, but basically I've let a few scars get sunburned in my life. Okay. And basically if you have like a something that is healing on your face or healing on any part of your body that will be seen constantly, like put extra sunscreen on that part of your body. Maybe everybody knows this, but I did not until like the last 2 years. Did you know this?
I didn't know that. Yeah. I knew you needed to put, like if there's what did you have a scar from on your face though?
I've had either an acne scar or something that just like, I mean, it's like now kind of all gone away, but I had a scar. Basically I got like a weird random, blemish on like my décolletage and I got it sunburned in, I was like out in San Francisco and like San Francisco was always deceptively like sunny. And so it would be really sunny but it would be cold. So I wouldn't wear sunscreen. And so I sunburned like that part of my chest and it literally then became like this awful scar for like months. Now it's gone, thankfully. But anyway, so now I'm hyper aware of that. So I guess, yeah, that's a tip that reminded me of. It's not really that's a good secret. Tip. Okay. Can I get into my real one?
Sure.
That was a real one, but this is the one that I'm really coming to terms with these days. So do you know our sister Courtney? You know how she always does her makeup in like insanely dim lighting?
Yeah.
Like I feel like I never really understood why until now. Like not insanely dim necessarily, but she never does her makeup in the bathroom of our hotel. She will always do her makeup like in another weird corner of the room where the lighting is like kind of dim, but like somewhat okay, but not, it's not, I feel like she doesn't always do her makeup in good lighting. She just does her makeup in like somewhat dim lighting. Okay.
Okay.
Like when I say good, I mean like, you know, very bright. So my tip is kind of is about that. And that is to ditch the mirrors and ditch the lights. Because I've noticed that when I've lived in apartments that have really dim bathrooms or bathrooms that just like don't light up your whole face and you can't see every single pore, I have great skin. And it's because I can't – what?
Like you literally just can't see the
– Yes, because flaws? I don't – I can't – yes, because I don't hyper-focus. I don't look super up close at my skin and then hyper-focus on where they're wrong. So in my new apartment, okay, I can get super up close to the mirror and it's really bright mm-hmm. lighting. And even Ben mm-hmm. has said multiple times, oh, I can really just see everything on my face in your bathroom. I'm like, oh, whatever. But I've noticed that my skin has been a little bit worse since moving in. And I literally think it's because I can now hyper-focus on it. So yeah, I think like when lighting is
in the hyper-focusing, what does it cause? Like you to so pick I think it or like what's yeah, actually making yeah, it's it like, worse? Well,
Lauren, when you're a person with acne, this is something you don't understand, but when okay. you're a person who has like, you know, subtle acne basically all the time, like, yeah, you're going to want to like pick at your pores or like, you know, inspect them to make sure they're like, you know, not clogged or whatever. It's gross, but it's like a part of being a human with like, you know, a skin suit. And so anyways, I just think that if you the more mirrors you have and the more, you know, good lighting is like the wrong word. The more mirrors you have and the more bright lighting you have, the worse off your skin will be. Like when I'm home with at mom
because
and dad's
you're going to act on it.
Because you're going to look at your face more. Yes, or you're just not going to you're either going to act on it or you're going to yeah, you're either going to act on it, and so that's why you should just stay away from the mirrors, stay away from the lights. That way you can just be blissfully unaware.
Yeah, I mean, I personally do my makeup at 3 feet from the mirror. Like I do not examine. I also don't examine my face in like harsh lighting. Mm-hmm. I just would prefer, I think ignorance is bliss. And I think that like Courtney has, we've talked about with her on this podcast, like truly everyone looks hideous in bad lighting, even right. the most gorgeous of people.
Right.
Like just look up, you know, like Kendall Jenner, bad lighting, or like J-Lo, bad lighting. Like we all look like crap. We all have, you know, the cellulite is showing in direct sunlight and really bad sun and really bad overhead lighting. And then we look amazing in warm glowing lighting. And let's just enjoy ourselves from 3 feet away.
Totally.
In good lighting, which is the most the way other people see us.
But if you think about like mom's makeup table, like there's literally like six super close-up mirrors. Like people use super close-up mirrors all the time.
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
Which is just, I think they're bad ideas.
Yeah.
Stay away from it, ladies.
I'm with you there. Although, and you might not be here yet, Chandler, but I started to notice my 11s in the... Mm-hmm. In the reflection of car windows, like standing outside of a car and you see your reflection, that's where you'll start to notice like, okay, where the lines are starting.
Interesting. I've actually just never checked myself out in a car window reflection. So I wouldn't know what that's like.
Please. okay. No one's buying what you're selling. No. And so it's sometimes good to know what's going on, but don't hyperfixate. Don't do your makeup in front of a magnifying mirror. Get rid of those things anyway, but yeah, I'm with you there.
That's like, and I just like literally a couple days ago, I unscrewed like all but one light bulb in my bathroom because I'm like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Okay. I have one. This is kind of dovetails perfectly. I think that if you're not into Botox, mm-hmm. then, or you want to go for more of a natural way of aging. If you can manage it and deal with it, because I think it's a pain and it kind of looks ridiculous and it doesn't feel great. But if you can get on like the frownies regimen and you can actually use those things that you put on your face before you go to sleep, they actually do prevent wrinkling. And like if you read the reviews on Amazon, people are like, this is a holy grail beauty product. Why did I not start using this much earlier? They're like, it's natural Botox.
Didn't mom used to use those?
Mom tapes her face every night.
Right. She does tape her face every
night. And has for years.
Yeah.
And mom has like basically no wrinkles. And
yeah.
Anyway, my feeling is like, okay, so you can very easily Botox your 11s, your forehead, but like lines around your mouth, those are ones that I'm really not looking forward to.
So are you going to start using
Botox those? So yeah, I'm for sure going to use them around my face. I've already started a little bit around my mouth just as prevention, because your skin really is like fabric. Like if you put it's like ironing fabric. Do you know what I mean? Like if you can keep that area flat for a good period of time, that's going to smooth it. And if you do that 10 hours a day, like it absolutely works.
That adds up, baby.
That adds up.
Yeah.
So that's a good tip. Okay.
I want to get into exfoliation because we got some tips about exfoliation.
Okay.
Do you exfoliate? Like what does your exfoliation process look like?
I do not exfoliate. I don't either. Never exfoliate.
When we use the word exfoliate, I guess the closest thing I get to it, and maybe this is it, is that like once a week, if I'm like showering, washing my hair and everything, I will take a washcloth to my face. That's as close as I get. Is that that is exfoliation?
I mean, I always think of exfoliation as like a scrub. But okay, yeah, no, but I don't do either.
Okay. Yeah, so then I don't do it. Yeah, I don't use any type of scrub on my face.
Yeah. But people swear by it.
People swear by it. It's just like another thing to like get my sink dirty.
It's also just like so exhausting keeping up with adding one more thing to your regimen. Right.
I also, here's my issue is that because I'm still a person who struggles with like low grade acne, like the more I do to my face, I feel like the more I fixate on it and the more I'm like looking for it to be better, or like I'm just, I examine it more, which then leads me to, you know, pick at it or, you know, like just be more in tune with the parts. I don't know. I just like, I even feel like ever since I started shaving my face, I'm way more in tune with my pore size. And I hate that. I wish I just never started to some degree.
Right. Like, cause these are all things no one's thinking about and no one is even noticing.
I mean, I will say that if I do see someone who doesn't shave their face, like I'm a little bit like, I don't know, I can tell, and it doesn't bug me by any means, but it is something that I'm like, oh, I'm in the know about this, and you kind of like aren't.
You can tell when people don't shave their face versus shaving it.
Yeah, like yes, totally. Yeah,
like I don't shave my face.
Well, I think it just depends on it. It definitely varies from person to person, but there are plenty of people that I've noticed who like wear makeup and don't shave their face, and they have like a layer of like, you know, hair all over their face.
Can you see the hair on my face? Like, is this
something
you've
ever noticed? No, I don't think I've ever noticed. I think also because you have freckles, it's like different.
I think I'm also just like very not hairy.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I did very light, the skinny.
We have really light hair in our family, but like some people have like thicker hair on their face. Right. And I totally notice it.
I did order like the Skinny Confidential face razor.
Oh, the razor. I want to try the roller.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, that's interesting. So shaving your face, you're a believer in. And that's well,
I'm a believer. Yeah. But the thing is, every time I do it, I see slight acne from it.
Mm.
But that, I also that comes love up it
because of it or what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like when I exfoliate, even if I use a brand new razor that I never use again, I feel like I get a little bit, I get acne in my jawline.
When does acne end? Like, when is this over would love for you?
God, are you listening? It's me, Chandler. When does acne end?
Adults don't really talk about acne.
Well, like I'm one of the brave 40-year-olds. And one of the few. Okay. I think so. Really. I don't know. I mean, I don't have that bad. I really do not have bad acne at all. I just like have, maybe it's hormonal for me, but I'm like, you know, it's not a thing where I feel like I have to cover up every single day, but I always feel like I'm dealing with a little bit of like, of an area on like the jawline, on my jawline.
Mm, okay. Okay. Well, I have a tip.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm not a person who likes getting my nails done. Okay. I like getting a pedicure, but I truly loathe getting my actual fingernails done. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just, first of all, that's an hour that I would rather be scrolling my phone or like it's very painful for me to not be able to access my phone.
It is. It's very hard. It's very hard.
And I always do. And then the lady looks at me with death eyes.
Right.
And there's like a bad energy. And it's just not pleasant. And especially here in Puerto Rico, where it's $60 to get your nails done, $70 to get your fingernails done. I got a basic pedicure and it was $60. Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
I know, it's bizarre. So anyway. I mean,
actually, my pedicures, they're not 60. They're more like 40. Did you get it with polish? I mean, is that with polish?
Well, yeah. Pedicure includes nail polish.
Well, I guess, sorry, not gel. So do you get gel or do you get?
Yeah, I get polish, not gel.
Oh, wow. Just that is
nail polish. OPI, not even like the silver top. That's $5 extra. No. Basic nail polish for $60.
That's crazy. Anyway.
Okay. So, but ultimately I just don't like getting my nails done. I love a pedicure though. So what I started doing, and my friend Sara, who's going to be on the last half of this episode, she taught me about something called Mani Me. And basically, it's not stick-on nails. They're stickers. Mm-hmm. And so they're literally like stickers. You can give yourself a manicure that looks absolutely perfect in 10 minutes. It's super easy. And then they, like, you, if you use the top coat, they can fully last like almost 2 weeks.
Wow.
And they look great and they're super cute. And it's such a headache remover for me in my life. Like,
yeah, I like having my nails done a lot. I don't mind.
Well, my nails look done, bitch. Okay.
Well, I know they do.
I actually like having pretty nails.
Well, what I'm saying is that mine are, I like the thickness of a gel nail. So it's worth it for me to sit through it. But I agree. Every time I'm like, this is torture.
Yeah. I like the thickness too. The problem is like, they just destroy the quality of your nail underneath.
Oh, mama. And so I've been getting them for years. My nails are fine. I use Hard as Hooves, my other beauty tip.
Your nails grow out. And so, yeah, of course, it's not a big deal. It's like a 2 to 3 month thing to grow out new nails. That's not a big deal. I'm just saying, like, if you want to have hard, natural nails, then this is a good solution.
Well, I have... you guys, this is my one actual true beauty secret tip is my Hard as Hooves, my nail cream that I get on Amazon.
You put it on top of your gel?
Yes. No, but I put it all over my cuticles and everything. It fully absorbs. I put it underneath my nails. I have multiple people who have talked about the magic of this. You've never been able to probably stick to a routine because you're not a disciplined person and you have serious issues. I'm just kidding.
Because you're actually a POS.
No, but this, like, I mean, my nails are like pretty strong, like underneath the gel even still. And I've been using this for four years.
All right. Okay.
So shut up.
For the fact that I don't want to get gels at the salon. I'm telling you, if you're like me, Manny me, it's totally worth it and works. And I'm always skeptical of at-home nails.
I also bite my nails. So that's why I like the thickness, because it keeps me from biting them, because they feel like... they feel almost like acrylics. So,
well, I don't bite my nails.
You got that out of me, Lauren. Are you happy now? Are you happy?
Well, I am actually smiling and laughing. So okay. I guess I am. Okay, I have another tip. The next one is if you're looking to grow out your hair, if you want to have long hair, you need to cut it. And I think this is something we hear all the time, but it's something that I've seen work really in my experience and in my mom's experience. So I used to just never cut my hair, and that's how I thought I would like get the longest hair possible, but that's not true. Like, your hair breaks from the bottom up. Mm-hmm. And so the more you just don't cut the bottom, the scragglier the bottom gets. Right. And then additionally, it starts breaking upward. And so you lose that health and integrity, you know, inch by inch, longer you go not cutting it.
Totally agree. I mean, also freshly cut hair at whatever length looks thicker and fuller no matter what.
Just so much better.
Which makes it almost look longer. Like, it just looks healthier and fuller. Which, like, 100%. I used to have like very long hair. Like when I was in high school, it was extremely long, but so like the last 4 inches were just absolute shit.
Trash. Yeah.
Trash. And so I'm like, I can't even believe that was like a look that we wanted at one point.
Right. And like, mom is very intent on having very long hair. Mm-hmm. And I had to take her basically like by the shoulders and shake her and be like, wake up. I don't care if you want this long hair, that's fine. But you need to start cutting. You have to cut the ends off. And this is going to like literally make people shake. Like, people are going to be shaking in my boots when I say this.
Here we go.
But since I don't wear my hair straight, I cut it myself. I literally part it down the middle. I bring half on each side and I just cut off an inch. I don't make an appointment. I don't go have someone trim it half an inch. No, that's a big pain. I just do it myself, and I do it probably every like 2 months or so. I'll cut off half an inch, and it really makes a huge difference. Mom started doing it, and now her hair is like thick and long at the bottom.
Mom told me about this, and I've also done it, and I love it.
Yes, mom's like a big evangelist after I made her start doing this.
The only reason why I still have my hair professionally cut is because I like to have some bulk taken out. Like, the back of my hair is like very full. And it does make it so that it gets like – it's very hard for me to almost like completely wash it, and because it's just like it's, you know, I have a lot of hair, but it's very fine. We have the same hair type, but here I go. And I was explaining it to you. But anyways, I actually like find it so satisfying when they take bulk out of like the back of your head, your hair.
So I don't, yeah, I don't, I
like,
don't,
you know, they use that, those like special scissors. They use those like special scissors.
Yeah. And I do like when my hair is professionally cut. Just for me, it's only, I only really love that professional cut if it's short. If my hair is shorter, then I feel like you can really see the professional cut. But the longer it is, the less impact it makes, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. What do you got?
I'm also slightly distracted because one of the listeners asked me to answer the question on my poll today. How old were you when you lost your V card?
How old are you? Chandler still has the flower of her virginity. Thank you very much. Okay.
This episode, please nobody listen. Oh, right. You're exactly right, Lauren. Assume,
how dare they think I know. They just, it's like,
because I'm traveling by myself, all of a sudden I'm just, you know, this modern woman. I think I'm on birth control too.
Like Chandler would, you know, give up the most valuable part of herself before she enters the throngs of marriage. Absolutely not.
The throngs. I hate that word, the word throngs. It reminds me how mom uses the term thongs instead of sandals. Like, can you talk to me my thongs?
Honestly, I was trying to think of something more clever and it just didn't come to me. So I had to go with thongs.
It's okay. Let's just get off the subject of me losing my V card. Okay. And back to our listeners' beauty tips.
We'll talk about losing our virginity on the Patreon.
Right.
You will have to wait till after I get married, though. So that'll be the podcast. That'll be the Patreon on December 6th, 2022. Perfect. Great. Okay. Next one I have, self-tan. And this is something we say and we're big fans of, but just you guys need to self-tan. Like, if you are feeling down, a layer of self-tanner will just come. It's like antidepressants.
I cannot
like,
even tell
you. Like, psychiatrists should prescribe it.
How true this is for me. Like, I had a little bit of like a moment yesterday and I literally put on self-tanner and today I feel like $1 million. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it's as good as Lexapro, but if you're in a pinch,
I'm going to say it's better.
It certainly gives you a boost.
Yeah. And like, what's funny is I can get color, but I really can't get the shade of tan that self tanner can make me. And like, that's something I realized after trying deeply to get a natural tan in Europe this summer. Like, no, like, and obviously I get it. I'm like a freckly, like white chick. It's always my favorite is when people like, I'm like perfectly bronzed for like a boat day or something. And then some dude is just like, oh, you got to stay out of the sun, huh? I bet you burn.
So
I'm just
annoying.
Like, F screw off.
You. Screw
first
you.
First of all. Anyway.
Throw them off the boat.
Yeah. But anyway, like I can't naturally get the shade that self tanner makes me.
Yeah. Well, it's just, my issue is, like, I can get pretty tan, but it's always kind of half burn, half tan. Like, not burn, but, like, it's also not as comfortable for me to get super tan.
It's like work.
I swear that I swear most of the time when I'm getting pretty tan, it's, like, it's because I was kind of sunburned. And I hate this. A sunburn is the worst feeling, and I try to avoid it at all costs. And, I haven't been on a beach vacation since I came to Puerto Rico. So I'm going to try to be really diligent about sunscreen because I do not want to get sunburned. And I got a really weird sunburn like the first day of, well, I got a weird tan first day of Puerto Rico. Like I had like a one strapped bikini top. Sorry, mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave me like the weirdest tan line. So I'm trying to avoid that this trip. That and a bad sunburn.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
Okay.
I have faith in you. I'm also not going to be lathering on the sunscreen. It's just not, I don't care about getting any natural color.
Yeah. I sent mom and dad a list of things I needed them to bring me from the house. Of course, I haven't heard back.
naturally.
One of them being my sun hat.
Oh, good luck. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
One product. Christian Dior lip oil is amazing. It's a lip gloss that, yes, it doesn't crumble. I happened upon it on accident. I just needed a lip gloss and I ran into Nordstrom. I had 2 minutes. And so I just like, is literally like God intervening in my life, bringing me to this
lip gloss. Right. He works in mysterious ways. It's called a lip gloss or lip oil? I needed something glossy. Lip glow oil?
So it's a lip gloss, but it functions like a lip gloss. Or
is it called the Dior lip oil?
It's called the Dior lip oil.
There's lip glow oil, and I'm not saying lip oil. Just
okay, so it's lip glow oil, correct?
Okay, there we go. I was actually just looking at this in Sephora.
It just like, here's the thing I like about it. One, I feel like if I had chapped lips, I could wear it. And you know how like it kind of feels gross to wear lip gloss until I have chapped lips.
Hurts.
It's extremely nourishing. One.
Wow.
Two, it does not come. It never becomes crumbly on your lips.
Mm-hmm. Like where it gets just a little, like dry.
Yeah, it just like perfectly mellows out and then dissipates.
Okay, I'm gonna be borrowing this, and I'll decide myself if I want to buy it.
Yeah, and I really like no color, because Kagan, the second I have a hint of like any sort of color on my face, be it blush or especially anything on my lip, he just like flies into a blind rage. Right. Not really, but he just tells me he prefers that. He tells me that he prefers me without makeup. Which might as well be verbal abuse.
Right, right.
And so anyway, it's completely color-free and I just love it. I think it's an amazing product.
I always tell you this, but Lauren, you have the most it sounds like I'm lusting after my own sister here, but here I go. Lauren has Lauren has the most beautiful natural lip color I've ever seen on this earth. I'm not kidding you, everybody. It is like a perfect pink berry. I'm sorry. I'm gonna refrain, but it's really beautiful, and so I wouldn't wear lipstick if I were you either. Like I wish mine was as beautiful as yours.
My God,
but it's not. Thank you. And yeah, so that's my cross to bear.
You got the olive skin, so I would take that any day.
Thanks.
Take that any day. All right, so that's basically it. What do you have any more that you want to give, or should we get to listener ones?
I think let's get to listener ones.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to go into our archive to look at these.
Oh, I've got them.
You got them pulled up?
I've got them pulled up, baby.
Okay.
One of my friends said hard as hooves. That's somebody literally backing up the product I use. I wish I had an affiliate link, but I don't. Okay. This is an interesting one. Apply skincare to damp skin. Have you ever done this? Is this something you've
I've heard this before. Because it absorbs more.
Yeah, I've never done this, but this is something I'm going to try. I also don't really apply that much skincare, but I will try to remember when I do.
You don't really need to yet.
This is my favorite one. Lots of sex. Okay. Freaking Samantha from Sex and the City.
I know. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Good for this person. But I just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. Love the attitude.
I'm saying mask every day. That feels like a working hard thing, not a working soft thing. But
yeah, absolutely. Do you do this? I never use a mask ever.
I'll use a mask like maybe once a month. I haven't found one that I've been like, this actually gives me results yet. So if anyone if any skincare brands are out there that you know are listening to this, all the skincare brands that listen to Pop Apologist, send me a mask. I will tell you if it gives me results. But you know. Guilty until proven innocent.
I always think, and this is might be sacrilegious to Courtney, but I always think masks are really good for like if you want a very short-term glow. Like if you want to be very short-term glowy, like that Hanukkah mask is really cool. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to change anything about the way you look like permanently.
Yeah.
Okay, someone wants to know – or someone wants to say that so they prefer a regular mani-pedi and they use a really good top coat on top of it every 2 to 3 days and it'll stay good for 2 weeks, not chip. This is also seems like working hard, but I can appreciate the no gel vibe.
Right.
No offense, Jen.
So rude. Okay. Someone is talking about how they've been putting coconut oil on their eyelashes since they were 12 and people then always ask them if they were fake. I don't know how you and I are going to turn back the wheel of time 15 years to start putting coconut oil on our lashes, but I wish we could.
Yeah. That's never going to happen.
Can I start now? Then by the time I'm in my 50s, people will be like, are those lashes fake?
It's never too late. But what does coconut oil do other than like remove your makeup?
I don't know. Maybe it like stimulates growth or something.
This is unrelated, but someone wants to know why I changed my Instagram handle.
Yeah, Lauren, like, do we have to talk about this?
What, mom already called me to talk about it, but let's get into it.
Did she really?
Yes.
She called you to talk about me?
Well, no, we were on a call and then she made a joke about you changing your Instagram handle to hot and flashy.
Oh no, I didn't change it to hot and flashy. I changed it to Lauren Bledsoe.
Right, but wasn't it hot and flashy for a second?
It was FlyHoney911 for 24 hours. Yeah, so it was FlyHoney911.
So indeed. Why did you change it from Lauren having fun to FlyHoney911 to then Lauren Bledsoe?
Because Kagan says that Lauren having fun is lame. And he always says it's like a dumb Instagram name. He's not like mean about it. He's just like,
It's just so boring. It's not cool. It's like, you know, lame.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. I always thought it was whimsical and charming. Apparently
whatever.
Not.
It's an Instagram account. Like it can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. Well,
it's Chan Cutery is mine.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a burner account named FlyHoney911 and Kagan, like I was changing to my burner account one time and he saw it, and he's like, what's that? He's like, that's hilarious. And so I was like, all right. And so I just changed it for like 24 hours to FlyHoney911.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, maybe not.
Maybe this isn't me. Maybe not.
Maybe I'm not going to be FlyHoney911 on Instagram. Right. I don't know.
Who's to say?
Who can say? Who's to say? And so then I just went to Lauren Bledsoe. It's just like, let's just be very literal.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you think? What should I do? Should I do an Instagram poll?
Yeah, maybe do an Instagram poll. I think that FlyHoney911 is a lot. I don't feel like you're not constantly giving off FlyHoney911 energy. But if that's what you want to be,
it's been the most like, go ahead.
If you want to be FlyHoney911, I will be FlyHoney, 912 right next to you. Like I'll match your vibe.
It was my AOL screen name when I was like 12 or 13.
That's really funny.
So I like bringing it back. And I do think it's funny. It's just a lot to explain. I need to contact everyone
right.
who follows me and let them know the story, which seems like a lot.
Which could be a fun exercise.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys hit me up. Let me know what you think my IG name should be.
Right. Let's give Lauren a cool Instagram handle. 2022. Yeah.
Please.
It's a lot to tackle before the holidays, but maybe in the new year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. Mm-hmm. Someone says a really good red light machine for my face and marine collagen peptides in my coffee every morning. I'm assuming they mean like an LED mask, the red light mask.
Which I have, which I do really like.
I bought it many times, always returned it. That's how cheap I am sometimes on certain things.
Sorry, Courtney.
Yeah, sorry, Courtney.
Someone is just honestly cutting through all the fat and they're just getting right to it. And they just said, be born very attractive.
I mean, that's the greatest secret of all, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can manage that, incredible. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a great tip I heard today? But line I heard?
Okay.
This is funny. Kara Radziwill, I was listening to her on another podcast and she was saying that at 30, you get the face you were born with. At 40, you get the face you deserve. And at 50, you get the face you can afford.
Oh, damn. That's heavy.
Which I'm excited for each of those versions. Like sometimes I look at Meredith Marks and I'm just like, I just can't. I'm excited for the day when I just have incredible work.
Okay. I'll quote you on that. I mean, I'm not looking forward to getting any type of work done. I can barely stomach like an 8-hour flight, let alone like, you know, major facial reconstruction surgery, but whatever.
I don't know. Anyway. Okay. What were you going to say though? I cut you off.
One person talks about mouth stretches for under eye bags. LOL, crazy, but true. This just seems like so much work. Like I literally think about Raquel on Vanderpump and how she has to do that like nose stretch 40 times a day or something. And I'm just like, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. And it's also like you're wrinkling other parts of your face during the mouth stretches.
I don't understand why they can't put her nose back into a cast or something.
I also think Raquel's nose looks really good.
It looks really good. No, exactly. I would not have even noticed that something was wrong.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I just want her to break up with James Kennedy, but
that's
another
story. Yeah. A lot of people are talking about an eyelash lift and tint. I'm open to trying these things. They just sound like money that I don't really care enough to spend. Like I don't know. I don't need my eyelashes to be perfectly black all the time. I've given up that dream. I don't care enough.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
I don't even own mascara right now.
Someone says, no secrets. No one is ever ugly, just poor. And you know what? I think that's absolutely correct. Honestly, in today's day and age, everyone has the ability to be super hot. So that's the great democratizer of beauty, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel burning in my bosom in a beautiful, profound way. Well, it's just
everyone should be able to look exactly how they want. I mean, you know, I draw the line when people are really, really young, like, you know, under 18 doing stuff, like a Brielle Berman type of situation.
Right.
But yeah, you should be able to spend all the money you want to look exactly how you want. It's your body. It's your face. Go to town.
Your body, your choice, baby. Someone says avoid heat on hair. I'm not living in that world.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to use hot tools. If you're not using a hot tool, your hair probably doesn't look very good. Sorry.
Hot take.
I mean, this girl might have naturally perfect hair. There are a few girls I know who out of the shower, air dries, looks great. It's one in a million, once in a lifetime, though.
Yeah.
Not most of us.
Are you quoting the song from Miss Congeniality? Correct. One in a million, once in a lifetime.
Oh. Gosh, she comes out in that lavender dress.
Lauren, should that song be like her intro song? Our new intro song?
Oh, that would be good.
That would be amazing.
I was thinking at my wedding, that could be the song that Cake and I danced to.
No, absolutely not. It's better suited for a podcast than a wedding. Okay, wow. Okay, sound engineer, tomorrow on your 17-hour flight, figure that out.
Okay, I will. I will work on that. I'll just add that to my to-do list.
Perfect.
All right, Chan, anything else before we cut to Sarah?
No, I think that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope our, you know, amateur advice was somewhat helpful. If not, we don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, please. And if you have a second, would love if you left a review. And anyway, you should definitely listen to my episode with Sarah. You should definitely listen to the segment with Sarah because A, she gives amazing beauty advice, like top beauty advice. Mm-hmm. We get into eyebrows, eye cream. Like she's truly a wealth of beauty knowledge. She taught me about Manny Me. And then we talk fine jewelry trends. Anyway, it's a really fun segment. So this is going to be a super long Joe Rogan-esque episode, but I think people are going to love it.
Perfect. Just like Joe Rogan, they're going to love us.
Yep. All right.
All right.
And with that, we'll cut to our segment with Sarah.
All right.
Okay, I'm so excited because yet again, I am joined by my dear friend Sarah of Casita Jewelry. So happy to have you here. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I have to tell you, you're one of these people that, like, I think I know something in terms of a beauty secret or tip, and you're like, no, here's actually like the fine print of exactly what that is, and here's what who's had it done. And I just feel like you know everything. Like one of my favorite, I'm not sure if we can admit this, so I'll take it out if you want me to, but one of my favorite things about you is that you get your eyebrows done at the same place as Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, you can. Yeah, this is fine. I'm not embarrassed.
Well, it's like you can imagine. Are you willing to spill how much your eyebrow payment is?
Sure.
And how often you get it done?
I go to Strike Salon in Beverly Hills. Okay. I would like to put it out there that I don't like dye my hair. I don't get like, I don't go to the nail salon every week. So I kind of justify this with that mentality. Mm-hmm. But to get your eyebrows done at Strike with any of like eyebrow specialists, they're $140. Just for 30 minutes.
Okay. It's 140 for 30 minutes.
Correct. I don't know how many people make fun of me for it, but you know what? I'm like, you know, I don't have highlights. I don't have lowlights. I don't have gels every week. Like it's justified. It's also, honestly, it's so worth it. If you butcher your eyebrows and you really want them to grow back, they actually have virtual appointments, but you have to let your eyebrows grow for 6 to 8 weeks. And as a Middle Eastern person, that is really scary. They let you pluck the middle, but the specialist I go to is, or the eyebrow person I go to is Tyler, and I've been going to her for over a year, and I have to show you my before and after of my eyebrows, just like transform my face.
Wait, how do you go once a month? Oh, you said every 3 weeks.
No. So in the beginning I was going once every 6 weeks. This was like over a year ago. Like I was going in the beginning because she was fixing the shape because they got a little flat and uneven. I don't know what happened. I was touching them too much. And then I used to thread them. So like they kind of got weird. They got a weird shape. So I was going every 6 weeks. And then Tyler was like, you know, your eyebrows grow pretty fast. And I was like, yeah, it's the Persian girl at me. She's like, you can come every 4 weeks. So I was going for every 4 weeks. And then literally after a year of going to her, she's like, this is your eyebrow. Like, it's not going to grow anymore. Like, this is how it's going to look. And honestly, all the hair that needed to grow back grew back. So like the shape that she was giving me was the shape that like, that was it. And then once I started going to her, my eyebrows just grew back way slower. Like the way their process of tweezing every 6 weeks actually regulates like the hair pattern growth around your eyebrows. So like I honestly literally only go to her now like once a quarter. And I'm able to maintain it on my own in between. Like if I get like a random really low eyebrow hair, like I can pluck that on my own. But it really changed. Like I don't touch my eyebrows all the time, which is really nice.
Okay. So, I mean, first of all, I love that, of course, in Beverly Hills, like this is like MIT level science applied to like one square inch of the face, or 2 square inches. It's amazing.
My beauty secret with eyebrows is don't touch them.
This is a great beauty secret because not only don't touch them, but also like, so you can go online, you can get a plan from this company. I love how this has now become an ad for a salon.
What you do is you let your eyebrows grow in for 6 weeks. And it's really tough if you're like an over plucker or you've been waxing or threading because it's going to grow back really sporadically. But you just really got to push through and like fill it in with an eyebrow pencil or eyebrow gel and just do it. You could submit photos of your face like close up. For a virtual appointment. So you literally submit photos and you do the payment and then Kirsty will get back to you within a week of where to pluck. And she's like very specific.
This is amazing. Okay. One other thing I'm dying to get your thoughts on. So I feel like Tiffany's for me, I was very into it when I was, you know, a very young person, like literally 11. But I feel like it kind of went out of vogue, was not really that special to me at all, especially compared to like Cartier and other more sophisticated brands, in my opinion. But I feel like we're seeing a little bit of a renaissance.
We are. We definitely are. So Tiffany got bought by LVMH, right?
Okay.
I think it was like 2020 and then they closed the deal earlier this year. And then I feel like I'm going to butcher his name, but Alexandre Arnault, he's like the son of Bernard Arnault, the guy who owns LVMH. He's one of his sons. I think there's 3 sons and they all work for the different brands under LVMH, but he's
like, people don't know what LVMH is. It's like this like conglomerate of luxury brands. Like they own basically all the luxury brands.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other fashion brands. It
is like the third or fourth richest man. He's like worth billions of dollars. It's based in Europe. So they own like all these luxury brands from like clothing, like watches, like everything, anything luxury, they pretty much own it.
Right. They own like, I'm just going to tell our listeners, Louis Vuitton, Dior, Tiffany's, Tiffany & Co, obviously, Fendi, Celine, Givenchy. Anyway, the list is like huge.
So they also own Rimowa. So the son, Alexandre, he became the CEO. He's like hopped from brand to brand, and like literally any brand he touches turns into gold. So he was the CEO of Rimowa, and he totally revamped it. Like, he convinced his dad to buy Rimowa. They bought Rimowa, and then he became the CEO and like literally turned it into gold. Like, think about it. Like, 5 years ago, like, were you thinking about Rimowas? But like, now you're like, I want a Rimowa. So he totally transformed the brand. He made it like kind of like, he didn't want the brand just to be like luggage you use while you're traveling. Like, he expanded it, I think, to like sunglasses and like backpacks. Like, he kind of just like expanded the brand. And he also worked with really cool, he did collabs with like Supreme or like Off-White. There's like a whole ad campaign with Rihanna. Like, it's, he totally revamped the brand. So he left Rimowa, and now he's running Tiffany's. Like, I think he's doing the brand marketing. He's high up there.
Okay. And
you could totally see like his work. I'm like seeing on Instagram these influencers, and like they're like getting paid ads with Tiffany. Like, they're wearing the Tiffany jewelry and they're promoting it. And like, if you go on Tiffany's website, like, they've totally revamped a lot of their jewelry. So they have like that knot bracelet, they have like that micro link chain. Like, they're totally revamping, they're trying to reinvent themselves and make them like the next cool brand. And you could totally see this happening like in real life.
I mean, it's so interesting because I literally saw Kim Kardashian posted something like with Tiffany, wearing something Tiffany. Yes, yes.
Yeah, like, you wouldn't think like she's going to go to Tiffany's and get like expensive jewels to wear, like, to loan out on her night out. It's crazy. Like, they're literally doing some crazy product placement. I mean, Hailey Bieber now is like one of the faces of Tiffany, which was like probably a huge win for them. I mean, I could definitely see them just expanding like crazy to other Gen Z influencers or celebrities that are going to make younger people ask their parents for like Tiffany's for Christmas or their birthday or any holiday.
Right. I mean, Beyonce and Jay-Z are literally on the cover of the website right now.
Oh my God. So interesting. I forgot about that. That was also huge. That commercial. Yeah,
huge. And honestly, like, looking at the actual products, these must be new products because they are legit gorgeous. A lot of them.
No, they are. They've really done a great job. I actually like, this is super, it's super cool to see how they're reinventing themselves.
Okay. I want to know, I'm dying to know, what do you have your eye on? Like, what is like, even from a low end, like kind of like small price point, what's your next purchase? And then what's your next like big thing that
so you really want? So the low price point thing that I want is, which I'm actually going to put on my website soon, like super thin gold bands, like super thin. Okay. And you could wear them on like, I wear one on my pinky, on my ring finger, and then my index finger. But I love the look of having like dainty rings on all your fingers except your thumbs. I'm not a big thumb ring person. I don't know why. I just think it's my thumb. Some people can pull off a thumb ring really cool, but I just can't. So thin gold rings, I think that's my like low price point, which they will be a low price point, so they're super fun to stack or wear alone. And then, ooh, on the higher end spectrum, I think I want those inside out diamond hoops I was showing you that I'm trying to get
made. Yes.
I think that's my next thing.
Yes.
But I mean, I feel like I have too much jewelry. I need to cool it, but I always want something. It's sickening.
No, you do not have too much. I know what you're, yes. I want to describe them to the listeners because they're so cool. They're like a traditional pave diamond hoop, but then the inside is also diamond when you're looking at the person. So like the back part of the inside half, right? Yeah. Am I describing this correctly?
Yeah. And it's big enough where you can see it. Like, it's not like a huggy or something super small that you can't see it. It's big enough where you can see it, but it's also not like so big that it's uncomfortable to wear.
Right. Anyway, you sew those to me. So chic. Yes. Are you thinking of trying to make them for your
yes,
brand?
Yes, I am. I've just been hell lagging. Yeah. But yes, I definitely want to make them. And I think they're so timeless. And I think they're so chic. And you could legit wear them with fun jewelry and they'd still look chic. It's definitely a splurge.
I am obsessed. Okay, I want to tell the listeners mine from your site because I'm always looking at your stuff. Oh, yes. And I'm always wanting more. Okay, so my next big purchase from Casita.
Well, tell them what you just got. You got the gold butterfly.
I got the butterfly charm necklace, which people are going to be seeing constantly now because I'm never taking it off. I just love it. I think it adds an element of charm, literally, no pun intended, but like charm and whimsy and like nature, you know. I think it's just so cute and I'm obsessed, literally obsessed.
I love it.
It's a very dainty, just butterfly charm necklace. By the time this is going to be up, people have seen it a million times because I plan on posting so many selfies in Hawaii and I'm going to have my flower necklace on and my butterfly charm. So yes, I'm obsessed. And it was only like, you know, $240 or $230. So it's not that bad. And truly, I love it. Real gold. So you can wear it in the shower.
Oh my God. You don't have to take it off. Shower, sweat, swim, sand. Like it's on.
Yeah, it's on. It's not coming off ever. And then my okay. So in terms of a splurge, my next splurge, I'm 100% getting the 14K yellow gold diamond baguette huggies.
Oh,
those are just so pretty.
They have your name all over them.
What the hell is wrong with me? Honestly,
no, I love it.
This is an illness you gave me.
It is, honestly. That moment we met, Kagan knew. He's like, damn, you're really going to make her want to buy more jewelry. He told me himself.
I was like, oh, yeah, I barely wear anything. Everything I have, I got as a gift. I don't even – when I met you, and now I'm just like, ugh, anyway.
Yes,
I'm obsessed. No, I do. That's what I do now. I train myself.
I love it. Those baguette huggies are really cute. And if you get a second piercing, it would look really cute with the snake.
Do you think, because my only fear is being over frosted, is like, I know that I'm going to get the comment at some point, like, you need more to mix it up a little more. Like, you can't just be all diamonds. Is that, tell me your thoughts.
No, I think that's fine. You're not wearing, like you layer really well, but you're not wearing an excessive amount where I'm like, okay, you're looking too sparkly. I never
will
feel
you,
that way.
Like, will you, tasteful. Will you be that kind of friend though that tells me when I cross the line?
Yeah, because everyone tells me I'm always crossing the line.
Absolutely not. Oh, also I have to tell you, Meghan Markle has been wearing Evil Eye, like has lots of Evil Eye beautiful jewelry.
No way.
Yes.
What do I look 100%. Up? Meghan Markle?
Just look up Meghan Markle Evil. I love hearing that keyboard go. Meghan Markle Evil Eye jewelry. Like she wears it a bunch.
Oh my God, you're so right. Look at that.
Isn't
bracelet.
That cool?
And the necklace. Wow.
So chic.
Dude, everyone needs a little Evil Eye.
No, I like it. I like it. I need one too. So I think on the low end, I'm super obsessed with the flower necklaces. And so I'm gonna keep getting my collection because especially with the bikini, like match your flower necklace to your bikini. Do you know how chic that is?
It's super cute. I mean, I did that for 4th of July.
Cute.
The blue one.
It's so cute. Oh, I remember. I'll never forget that look. So cute.
They're also really cute. I was trying to think of like just how to style it. It would also be really cute for like a mom and a daughter to get matching ones. Like,
oh my gosh.
Isn't that cute?
Wait, that's so cute. Would they be too long for a girl, like a kid or no?
It's like 16, like a little less than 16 inches. Have you noticed it sits a little higher on the neck?
Yeah, it does sit a little bit higher on the neck.
Well, it's like a solid 16 inches. I mean, I wouldn't give it to like a 2-year-old, obviously, because that's a hazard. But like a girl in elementary school or even like in middle school or...
Oh, for sure. Like,
old enough where they have worn other like fun costume jewelry. Obviously, like the parent has to be comfortable with it, but it's also a really cute like mom and daughter gift.
Wait, so cute. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna keep stacking that because even like okay, so like the brown ones, I feel like are just so cute to add to an otherwise like super formal look. Like if you have like a blazer going and like, you know,
I wear it solo all the time. Like even with like an all black outfit, like I'll just take off my other gold necklaces and I'll wear it solo with gold hoops and it looks really fun.
It's a really good vibe. It's a really cute vibe. And I think it's, I don't know. It's like, for me, the flower necklaces, I just think they add a level of, and I keep saying this, but just like they add, I don't know. It's like almost like glitter nail polish. It's like, I love being alive. Like I love being alive so much that my nails sparkle. I have like this gorgeous flower necklace on. I don't know.
They're super fun.
It's good vibes. That's what it is. It's good vibes.
They are good vibes. I really like them. I have friends who are like wear them all the time. It's just a great gift.
Yes, because they're only $55. And so it's like, it's a solid gift.
Yeah. And with the Popapologist discount code, they're even less.
Oh, does that apply to those?
Yeah.
Because remember last time we didn't apply it.
No, I'm being generous for the holidays. It applies.
Holy. Okay. You can get this for under. Yeah. And I sound like I literally, am I Lisa Rinna on QVC right now? I do not mean to be, you guys. I'm just honestly speaking I'm speaking my truth. Okay. So sue me. But yeah, I'm absolutely obsessed. I am also very obsessed with the emerald stone triangle necklace. It's so pretty.
It's super pretty. It's the emerald version of the turquoise one I have.
I feel like it's such a good alternative to, because so many people have like a diamond version, but I think it's such a beautiful and sophisticated alternative.
Yeah, it's super fun. That one's made to order. So that one takes like 3 weeks to get made because he sets the stones by hand and it's just like a little bit of a tedious process. So that one, just like a lot of my stuff I have in stock, which is super nice, but then a lot of it is made to order just because like less wasteful, you know, like don't want to just produce things that are sitting there, like want to be more conscious of like not wasting, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, it's like a $460 necklace. So it's a splurge. More expensive necklace. It's a splurge for sure. And by alternative, I don't mean like it's like a lesser option. I mean like instead of, it's just a more interesting, it can be, it's just an interesting version, you know? Does that make sense?
We all
know I love a diamond necklace though. I love the classic look for sure.
Yeah. It's like less intense than those like big chunky emerald necklaces we've been seeing. Like it's where it's like one chunky emerald in the middle.
Exactly.
Like if you want that green color, it's like a nice fun way to incorporate some color into your stack.
And you don't need to spend $15,000 to get that look either.
Correct. With this necklace.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I really just plan to buy everything at some point. So that's really what's going to happen.
Well, it's a good thing you're friends with me directly.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Is it a good thing for my credit card balance, for my financial decisions? Yes, because guess what? Fine jewelry is a great investment. And I think that's a great note.
The best investment.
Yes, the best investment. What other profound beauty tips do you have for our listeners? Or even just one?
I'll give you like three really short ones. How about that?
Okay, amazing.
The first one is SkinCeuticals Vitamin C. It's expensive, but it's a life-changing product.
Oh my gosh.
It literally transformed my skin. I use it in the mornings before sunscreen, and it's like gotten rid of sunspots, like evened out my tone, like just overall it's incredible. If you go on like Dermstore, there's like thousands of reviews like raving about this product. It's called like CE Ferlic, I think, but it's if you type in SkinCeuticals Vitamin C, it pops up. Anyway, that's like my holy grail product. Obviously my second Tibbitt is like retinol, which everyone already knows. Mm-hmm. I feel like you and Chandler have talked about retinol on the podcast, but also a game changer.
It's a tough journey with retinol. How long did it take you to get your skin to accept it?
I've been on like retinol or like Differin or that clindamycin since like college era because I used to get really bad acne. So my skin is just like super, super used to it. Like my cheeks especially don't get any sensitivity whatsoever. Like I used Retin-A last night and literally woke up totally fine. Like around my mouth can get a little peely, but that's just like normal.
Yeah.
The best product if you're trying to build a tolerance is Differin. And you can just like buy that at any drugstore now. You don't need a prescription.
Oh, interesting. Okay. This is amazing.
You can literally buy it at the Walgreens in San Juan.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Differin is super gentle. So it's actually like, you could build a good tolerance with Differin.
Okay. I'm going to get on that. I'm so jealous you've been on this since college. Okay. What else?
When you're applying eye cream, use your ring finger. It has the lightest touch. So you're not tugging the gentle skin around your eye. My mom taught me that.
Oh, okay. That's really good. Mm-hmm. That is really good.
Don't use like your index finger. Use your ring finger. Because it literally has a way lighter touch than your index finger, which is what most people do. But my mom gave me eye cream when I was in high school and was like, use your ring finger. Like, you need eye cream. And I was like, what? I'm 16. And she's like, trust me. And I was like, okay. So I've been using eye cream literally since high school.
I honestly, nothing makes because me
my
warmer
grandma
inside.
Did that to her.
That told her she needed eye cream.
Just made her use eye cream at a super young age.
What? Okay, this would be great. I've always been extremely skeptical about eye cream. Like, why is there a specific cream that needs to go around the eyes? And like, what does it do that's different? Do you have any understanding? And have you seen a difference since using eye cream?
It took me a while to find the right one because the one I used, my mom would buy me like the Dior Estee Lauder one, which was like obviously expensive, but like I don't know how like scientific those were.
Right.
I use the SkinCeuticals AEG. I can look up the name. I use the SkinCeuticals eye cream.
Okay.
And I've noticed a significant difference in my dark circles, which is like an issue I have. It's just
really
genetic, and it's totally alleviated that. And it also just keeps the skin around my eyes like moisturized, so they're creasing less, so they're wrinkling less over time.
Yeah.
I do notice a huge difference when I don't use eye cream. I have like naturally dry skin. So like it'll get a little texturized if I stop using eye cream, like under my eyes. I don't know how to explain it, but I notice a huge difference. Obviously, like, we're naturally aging as we get older. So, like, my eyes don't look like what they did when I was in high school. But, no, I'm a huge, huge, huge proponent of eye cream.
Okay. Have you – that's amazing to hear. I'm finally – like, a flip switched in me. And I think it was, like, starting to see just a little difference. Like, I didn't really notice any difference in my 20s at all. And I think it's been now, like, I'm 31 now and, like – it's just been a moment. There's been a moment where like,
You don't look 31. You look way younger. I keep thinking you're 27.
That's very nice. I just was completely, and someone else wrote this, so I'm totally plagiarizing, but I was completely just like free riding on the joyride of youth my entire 20s. Like I went to sleep with my makeup on. I never did anything really.
That's okay.
Anyways.
That's fine.
It's disgusting.
No, it's like not. It's fine.
Oh my gosh, you're so nice.
You can't be so hard on yourself. But I think like if someone didn't want to do the whole skincare routine, they don't have time or the patience, just buy yourself eye cream and sunscreen and call it a day.
What I'm saying though is like, I feel like once you start to see changes, that's when you're like, oh, okay. now I now all of a sudden I'm like, it's 7 p.m. I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to listen to a podcast and do my skincare routine. And like, I'm totally on it and doing it and loving it.
I love that.
But I was going to ask you if you have considered using those like wrinkle patches at night.
Is it the ones that like are stickers?
Yeah, they're like stickers.
No, but doesn't your sister love them? I think I've seen them on
my sister. My sister loves them. I feel like they feel like putting literal masking tape all over your face before going to sleep. They're so uncomfortable. But I was reading reviews online and people are like, I don't do Botox and I do these and they totally work. So anyway, kind of cool.
I've never tried them. I'm open to trying them, but I think I'm just would be such a sissy that I'd be like, I'd get uncomfortable thinking there's stuff taped to my face. It's definitely would take a minute to get used to it, right? Like, was it weird when you tried it?
Yeah. I mean, it's weird on like every level because all of a sudden you go to sleep kind of looking psycho because you have stuff all over your face. So it's not a hot or sexy look whatsoever. And it just, it feels horrible in my opinion, but like if that's gonna keep me from having, I don't know if that works, cause you can't get Botox for certain lines. You can't get Botox for your nasal labial lines.
No.
Labial. I'm not sure if that's the right word.
No. Yeah. You can, but I don't know how you do it. I don't know. I'm not educated well on Botox.
I'm just saying it seems like a great alternative. And if it actually works, it seems like a holy grail, especially before things start happening, which is the phase you're in. So I'll report back after I continue because I'm definitely going to start doing it. Yeah, I slept with them last night.
My grandma always tells me to just massage my face because that's what she did because she's pushing 90 and doesn't have a lot of wrinkles. It's kind of insane. So I was like, well, what'd you do? And she was just like, I massage my face every night. And I was like, what? That's it? Obviously she uses skincare products, but like, she's like, you got to massage your face. And I was like, okay. So I'm like, I guess like gua sha massage. I don't know. I don't know if that actually works, but she uses her hands. I don't know. It's like the old like Eastern style, you know, how like they have massage facial techniques.
Right. No, I definitely – Courtney does the gua sha thing. I feel like literally learning all of this stuff and then implementing it is like two full-time jobs. But you know what? I'm willing to do them.
You know, I really want that mask your sister talks about and I should have bought it that last time it went on sale and I'm so mad at myself I didn't.
I have been through such a journey with the LED mask. I've bought one probably 4 times and returned it every time because it'll come to my credit card being due. And I'm like, I really don't want to pay $500 for this. So then, of course, I send it back. I've also never opened it. So it's always been in the packaging. Like I refuse to try it and then return it. But I've never actually opened it. I've never used one. So I can't say for sure. But I bought one during the last sale and then I sent it back and it's a huge regret of mine. It's a huge regret.
So you've never tried it?
I've never tried it. No.
I need to.
I have nothing to offer.
There's that. And then Shawnee Darden has this it's like a wand that is like massaging to your face. Oh my God, that sounds really bad. But it's like a vibrating, it like tightens your face. I don't know. She has like, I used to use her retinol. Actually, I take that back. If you're trying to get on retinol, try Shawnee Darden's retinol because it's super, super gentle.
Okay. That's another amazing tip.
It's so gentle and it actually works. Her retinol is actually really good. I used to buy it. I don't know why I don't buy it anymore. It's one of those things that you just like forgot to repurchase. You should actually start with that one because you've been having issues.
Really?
With retin-A, no?
Oh, I know. I've been doing retinol. I'll have to look up I got it through Barefaced, but it's another company. And it turned me into a total pizza face. Like it was so bad. I'm considering just also like using a tiny, tiny, tiny amount and just building to how much I'm going to use.
Yeah.
Just so I don't waste the money on that one. But if that doesn't work, then yeah, I'll switch to another product.
Yeah, maybe you were using like slathering it on your face, and maybe it just needs to be like way less.
Yeah, I was doing like a full, like a generous pea size, maybe 2 peas.
Oh my God, that's
probably
so
too
much
at the beginning.
Oh my God, oh, that's really? Hot. Yeah, oh my God. I use like a tiny pea size.
How much
size
do you put on?
Like a little bit on, like I put a pea size on my finger and then I like dab it all over my face and then I blend it in.
Okay, I was like.
Oh my God.
I was like
too much.
Big. I'm like, this retinol bullshit is crazy. That is so funny. Yes, I was fully like not slathering it, but sort of slathering it.
A little goes a long way. And you can also avoid
okay,
certain amazing. Areas. Like, did you peel?
Yeah, I peeled. I got very like my skin almost started looking like it was bubbling.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is so scary. I'd be panicking. So I understand your hesitation.
I know.
But avoid like around your mouth for like, or put a very little bit because that area tends to peel a lot with retinol. With everyone, literally okay. all my friends, like okay. we all peel around our mouths. It's horrible.
Okay. So let's jump though from beauty tips. I want to talk about your new website. You recently launched casitajewelry.com.
Yes.
Name of the business is Casita. Name of the brand is Casita Jewelry or Casita Fine Jewelry.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I had Casita Day when I came on your episode last time. I was Casita de Luz Jewelry and everyone yeah. just kept calling it Casita. Like my friends, my family, they were like, how's Casita going? And I was like, oh my God, I just need to drop the, I need to fix it. So I like filed new paperwork. I like did all the process and like, I just was like, I'm going to make it shorter. Like it was too long of a name. Like it was good in theory, but I just rebranded and I built out my website. I'm still on Etsy, so you could still shop on Etsy if you feel more comfortable there. But yeah, I did launch my own website. It's just casitajewelry.com. I have a mix of super expensive to like lower price points. And I worked with an amazing photographer actually that I met through your podcast. Like she listens to your podcast and she reached out to me and then we connected and she shot all my jewelry and she's so good. Her name's Maggie. She's incredible. She's in the Salt Lake area.
Okay, we'll give her a shout out in the stories. I love to hear that.
Yeah, I'll give you her handle. She's incredible. Super professional. Like she's in college, but she was like so professional, so on top of it. Like hired all the models, like did all the line sheets. Like she did everything.
Wow.
Yeah, she was really great. I highly recommend her. So I worked with her. We did a photo shoot for the new website. And then I launched the website about 2 weeks ago. And it's so interesting. It's literally like the same feeling when I launched my Etsy. Like it's just like a slow growth and I'm super impatient. Mm-hmm. So it's just been
– yeah.
Yeah, I have like jewelry in like all ranges, like earrings, bracelets, like fun necklaces, just like kind of you name it, I have it.
I just feel like, as I've said on the pod before, I absolutely love your brand because there's sophisticated, like pass this down to my daughter pieces. And then there's pieces that are like just really fun and like would be amazing for a season or like a couple seasons and that are at a lower price point. But everything is like extremely, I think, of the moment or like on trend, like which I love.
I love it. So I'm Thank very you. Into that it. So much. What's my favorite? I really like those flower necklaces. I think people can get nervous because they're like, oh my God, that looks so childish. But then if you style it with like real gold jewelry, it actually looks really fun and chic, like vacation vibes.
I think it's like such a good way of bringing in some like playfulness to an otherwise like sophisticated look. Like I think it brings in like an element of youth and whimsy, which I love.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's not like chunky or cheap looking. The people that I work with like make these by hand. So like they take a while to get to the USA. So I'm super appreciative of that team. They're awesome. And they make like amazing color combos and they're super easy to work with. So I really like working with them. I also really love the hoops we have on the website just because the weather's getting colder in most of the world. So like wearing sweaters and long sleeves, like it's really fun to play up your earring game. I think that's one of my favorite things about like the fall and winter is just like really diving deep on like fun earrings. What else?
Okay, I love it. Like fall jewelry, going for more of like the chunky and like also minimal hoops. Yeah. And kind of, yeah.
But like
playing up the jewelry because you're covering everything else.
If you're going somewhere warm and tropical for the holidays, like I got it all. So it really just depends on what you want. I think last time I said on the podcast, it's like every girl should have a pair of hoops, like whether they're small or big, like that's just like a go-to. It literally looks good. They look good on everyone. Like don't know one person who can't rock hoops.
I agree. And the thing I like about a gold hoop is I think it's very, it's like restrained elegance. Like it's just classic and beautiful.
Yes.
And there's an element of real taste with a gold hoop, a good gold hoop.
Yeah. And it's so fun to see. I feel like, I don't know if this is the case, but like, I feel like a lot of these Instagram or just like celebrities, like they actually really wear fun jewelry and it's super inspiring. And it's so fun to see that jewelry is now like, I know it's always been an integral part of like dressing up in fashion, but I just feel like it's way more like people dress way more casually now than they did like years ago.
Right.
Like people go to the office in like jeans and a t-shirt, whereas like it used to be like going to the office in like slacks or a button down proper shirt. So I just think it's like such a fun way to build up a casual outfit, which you and I had this conversation. Like it's so easy to like shop basics and then elevate it with like your own jewelry style.
Exactly. And I had this moment where I recently looked in my closet and was just like, I mean, aside from like a few treasured pieces, like everything I'm over, like I'm done with, I want to like burn. And I'm just like, God, I spent thousands of dollars on this stuff and now I'm over it. And like, I just like the thing about jewelry is it's something where like it's fine jewelry specifically. It's like once you buy it, you can have it forever. Totally. And like when is a gold hoop or like a diamond hoop with like emerald baguettes, which I'm currently looking at your site and like swooning over. When in your life is that ever going to be a bad idea, you know? Or is that ever going to go out of style? Never.
Never. But
so it's just such a good investment.
The thing with jewelry is like if you buy it and you wear it for a while and then you kind of get tired of it or you buy a new piece that you want to rotate in, like you can step away from that piece for a while and then come back to it and be like, oh my God, like I totally missed wearing this. Like I have that moment all the time where I'm like, oh my God, I have these earrings. I haven't worn them in forever. I'm going to wear them. So like it's not with like clothing or fast fashion where it's just like a print is just like horrific after 3 years. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
When you buy like a printed dress or something and you're like, why did I buy this?
Yes.
With jewelry, it's like, you can purchase it and keep it. And then like, let's say you really don't like it, you can sell it. Like it'll always carry its value, or you can keep it and pass it down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. What are for you, if you're talking about like getting other people gifts, what do you think is like a good gift idea? Because Christmas is coming up and like if we want to, you know, I just think that for me, all I ever want is jewelry. So yeah, what do you think your best gifts are right now that you have on the site?
Okay. The best gift is definitely – okay, so if you're trying to have a lower price point, those flower necklaces, we have them in – I have them in like so many colors. Like I have fun colors. I have neutral colors. My mom literally has like 5. She's like obsessed with them.
So cute.
Literally all like so many people I know, so many older women have them. So those are a really easy, low price point gift. And people love them. I know like they seem kind of like childish, but they're actually, they just look really chic and like any age can pull it off. So that's my favorite low price point gift. Okay. If you're trying to buy like a neutral like gift, I would go with like earrings. So like gold hoops. And I have a bunch of options on my website from like sizes to price ranges. Honestly, no girl is ever upset getting gold hoops. So
right.
Like literally no one gets upset over that. So those, that's
it's a slam dunk.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great neutral gift. I think necklaces are a little bit more personal. Those are a little bit more tricky. I have a bunch of necklaces that are like pretty neutral, but I just think giving a necklace can be kind of a hard gift.
I agree.
I don't know why. Yeah. I just feel like it's like even harder than giving rings. But I have a bunch of gold bracelets on my website as well, that those are really fun to gift because people can just like build on over time their bracelet stack.
Yeah. I mean, I personally think if you know someone loves dainty jewelry and they wear a lot of dainty jewelry, you're not going to go wrong on, on anything on your site. But if, you know, if someone's wearing like huge statement earrings all the time and very little otherwise in terms of like, if they don't really wear a lot of dainty stuff, then maybe, you know.
I think my
favorite, you literally can't go wrong.
My favorite splurge item on my website is my diamond drop threader earrings.
Okay.
It's those, you've seen me wear them. It's those like threader earrings with diamonds on them.
Oh, I'm looking at them right now. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, they look good on everyone. Like, my sister has them. I have them. I made them for like two of my family friends. Like, they're just so, like, first of all, they're so light. I sleep in them. They don't tug on your ears.
Sleep
at
in
all.
Those.
Yeah, I don't. I like literally have them on right now. I haven't taken them off for a couple days.
Oh my gosh.
They're super lightweight. They don't tug on your ears. I'm wearing them in my first hole right now, but like I've moved them to my second or third hole if I've worn like a big hoop, like on a night out. So like they're pretty versatile. That's my favorite splurge item and they're really well made. So I was really happy with how they turned out.
I think what's unique about these, and I'm like falling in love as we speak about them, but and you guys have to go look because they look like, it looks like four raindrops like falling or like the snow falling. It's just like so pretty, but it's a way of having, of like keeping your minimal, like minimal, what's the term that everyone uses, delicate aesthetic, without like, and also packing a punch, like having like a moment, you know what I mean? Like having a little drama.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I've had these
so
earrings.
Pretty.
I've had these earrings for years and I always come back to them. I'm always wearing them. They're like one of my favorite pieces of jewelry. That's my favorite splurge item. I did get a lot of feedback that my stuff is expensive and it's fine. But I am coming out with like more lower price point items because I do understand like jewelry is an investment and not everyone can like do that. So like I've been working with like different people to come out with like more like accessible pricing. Cause I am aware that my stuff's like definitely an investment, but I'm trying to get some more lower price point items so everyone can kind of feel the fun.
I love that because I love the flower necklaces and I love people being able to, you know, shop more. But I also feel like, you know, if when you're buying real diamonds and real gold and real emeralds and sapphires, like this is kind of what it is.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
You
it
know?
Is. Yeah.
Like the raw materials, like you know, like this is literally what it is, and it's not costume jewelry and you can wear it forever and pass it down. And like, unfortunately you do pay a premium for that, but I think it's just so incredibly worth it. Like, totally.
I mean, you got to factor in the raw materials, the labor, like the design, like everything. There's so many things that are behind the scenes.
Right.
But I do have some more stuff coming out. And I think the other really fun thing to do is like mixing metals. So like, I think that's going to be something that's super big next year, is like mixing metals. Like, we're already seeing it a, a ton and it's not anything new, but I think it's okay. Kind of taboo to people.
You know, I'm not a mix. I don't mix metals myself, but that's because I'm a total pussy. No, like I just feel, I just feel like it's a thing that people do and they pull it off really well and it's very cool, but I'm always too afraid.
I think there's like certain things you could do that would make it like, obviously I have a couple like white gold necklaces and I don't always love how they look with yellow gold, but like you just kind of have to find the right thing that looks good, like mixed metal. Like I have a ring stack that's white gold and yellow gold. And that looks really good because it's subtle. You know what I mean? You got to pick like the subtle things.
For sure.
I think mixing metals is super popular. I mean, we're already seeing it. I'm already seeing it in a ton of these big brands. But I think that's something like if someone has all white gold and they want to venture to yellow gold, do it. Like it's super fun.
Interesting. And vice versa.
And vice versa. It makes your stack, your jewelry collection more interesting. Like I have a super special ring that's silver and turquoise that I got from Turkey when I was like 10 and I still wear it. How wild is that?
That's what I'm talking about. Like I have jewelry from my grandmother. Like I have a ruby ring from my grandmother. And like the fact is that ruby ring will outlast like me as a human being and can be passed down to my granddaughter. And that's what's so like, yes, I get fine jewelry is expensive, but it also like lasts for so long. So long. It's not that expensive.
No, I mean, like you could pick and choose what you really want to like, what you really want to buy. Like if you lose your earrings all the time and like you don't want to invest in fine gold jewelry because you literally wake up missing a hoop, like, okay, don't do that. But like there's other pieces you can invest in is my mentality.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And everyone, you guys need to go on the site and pick out stuff. And you know what? Christmas is coming. I personally absolutely send Kagan links. I follow up. I make sure something's ordered. I get that shit handled. So
I love your process.
I advise everyone else to do the same.
You're literally taking all the effort out for him. You're like, I want this. This is what I like. Here are some other options.
Absolutely. I just will literally have nothing on Christmas Day if that doesn't happen. And so, not because he's a bad boyfriend, it's not his love language. It's not his thing. But he will get it for me if I ask. And he will like last minute do something, but I just don't want the last minute thing, you know?
No.
So anyway, be proactive, people.
You're being an amazing fiance. You're setting him up for success.
Exactly. Set your parents up for success. Set your partner up for success. Absolutely. Okay. Where can people find Casita? Give us all your handles.
You can find us on Instagram, Casita Jewelry. I mean, I still have my Etsy shop if you feel more comfortable shopping there. It's also Casita Jewelry. And then my website is just casitajewelry.com. Super easy. Lauren, I'd love to share a code with all your followers and podcast listeners. You guys can get 15% off my website using the code POP Apologists. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. That's incredible. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I love coming on the pod. You're one in a million. Oh. For everyone you see, not only one can really make me stay. A sign from the sky.
said to me. For that special one, and I've been searching for someone to give my love. And when I thought that all the hope was gone, I smiled, there you were, and I was gone. Possible. No one could help me. It was my game until I met you, baby. You were the same. And when you think that you want me, I wanted you. Because the funny thing about it is I like to show. I like it when it's difficult. I like it when it's hard. Then you know it's worth it.
That's all for now, folks. Don't forget, give us a 5-star review, hit us up on Instagram at PopApologists, and we will see you next week, live every Wednesday.